Callahan Show.
Golf, 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 golf. More, more.
All right. We have breaking news. Usually I do this podcast on a Wednesday. Today is Thursday. The tournaments have been going on today. And what do you know, breaking news? I almost thought it was fake myself. PGA Tour Communications, official Twitter, official messaging platform of the PGA Tour, has put out a memo. It is brief. It's signed by Jay Monahan, Tiger Woods, and player director Adam Scott. But what it says is, we want to thank President Trump for his interest in the longtime support of the golf game, and we have asked the president to get involved for the good of the game, the good of the country, and for all countries involved. So anyways, Jay Monahan is asking President Trump to broker a deal between LIV and the PGA Tour. This is significant because the Justice Department of the United States could veto any potential deal between the two. And so now they got Trump on board. And let me guess, there's going to be concessions made on both sides, including, I'm guessing, tournaments at Trump facilities moving forward. Yeah, so a deal is happening. And with all that being said right now, there's two things happening in the world of golf today and this weekend. And one is the LIV tournament is in Saudi Arabia, and they're playing this tournament under lights. And at the same time, the waste management is going on in the United States. So let's break it down. Let's just start with the LIV tournament because it's under the lights right now. And they played today. What you're going to hear is the haters are going to hate. They're going to say, oh, nobody's watching. Well, first of all, more people are going to be watching because it's on Fox Sports, FS1 for, I think, today and tomorrow, and then Sunday will be on Fox. So the case you've been living under a rock, there is a TV deal now between Fox Sports and LIV. And the way it works is LIV has already been doing their broadcast the last 3 years, so they're going to maintain the same broadcast, team, everything, and they're just going to air it on Fox. So it's a pretty good win for Fox because they get some like alt content to put on their stuff against, you know, like what's on FS1 and Fox Sports. It's like English Premier League, Major League Baseball, and a few other things like that. The broadcast, the LIV broadcast, if you've never seen one, it's interesting because they have a leaderboard and then they have a team leaderboard as well. And it's constant. They don't remove it at all. It's always on the left-hand side of the screen. And it can be a little bit distracting if you've never seen it before. But then once you get used to it, it fits in perfectly. And that's one of the things I've really noticed about their broadcast today. I wanted to kind of compare and contrast between the PGA Tour. And mainly, you know, it's a win for the PGA Tour because they get to see what LIV's doing from a broadcast perspective. And if it works, they can just implement it into their product. And if it doesn't, well, LIV made the mistake, not us. So some of the things, really great graphics. Like they showed the team, the four aces, which is Dustin Johnson's team. And the graphic was awesome. It's like four players standing there and they have this graphical background and what they all shot that day. I was impressed by that. I don't know that I saw that last year, so maybe that's new. Again, they're playing in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh, and the entire course is under the lights. So they're playing at nighttime in Riyadh, and then they're showing the tournament to us. I'm in La Jolla, in case you can't read the sign, in San Diego, West Coast time. So that started at 7 o'clock in the morning, and so what, 10 a.m. East Coast? So again, of course, a lot of people aren't going to watch. Number one, they don't even know it's on. And number two, it's in the middle of the morning time. But having said all of that, it was a great broadcast. It's kind of cool watching him play under the lights. And, you know, if you've never seen a broadcast, they have music going on. So there's music on the course as the players are playing. But then, like, even if they show a highlight package, there's always music playing and then a commentator speaking over whatever the highlights are. So there's three things on the screen. Well, there's music, there's the commentator, and then there's the actual golf that's happening. And you can tell it's totally made for younger fans, and that's what they're capturing. The other thing they have on is every time there's a tee shot, that shows there's a little graphic on the right-hand side of the screen that shows the ball speed and then the distance it carried. And it's like these little like bar charts that go up like graphs. It's pretty cool. It'd be nice to, I think we'll start seeing more and more of that with the indoor Tiger Golf League, Tomorrow Golf League, TGL, the indoor league. They're showing distance carried and ball speed, but it's not on the screen constantly. So look for that to start being constant on every shot on the screen. I would say by mid-year, probably by the end of the year, that will be happening. And then the other thing is they do a concert at every live event. Then so as soon as play ends, they have a concert that goes off about an hour after play, maybe less. And they're doing the Backstreet Boys. So more on the concerts when we get to the PGA side as well. So just a couple of other things. There's this kid. His name is Tom McKibben, and he's from Ireland. And you may have heard it in the news because Rory was talking about him last week. Also, shout out to Rory. He just won the Pebble Beach tournament last weekend. Ran away with it. Very impressive. But Rory was talking about this kid, Tom McKibben, and Tom went to live. I think he's 19 years old. Can't even drink. And Rory was like, oh, you know, you should have gone to the PGA Tour or whatever. But he decided to join LIV. And I'm going to read this to you, like his quote. And one of his quotes was, yeah, obviously, it was a decision I made. Obviously, being young and 22. Sorry, he's 22. I've watched this for the last couple of years since it started. And it's something that I really like to watch. Something very different. Something that probably appeals more to people my age. So 22 years old, lives hitting a home run with these young kids. And the guy's from Ireland. So, and live for the most part of, I think they're 14 events, eight of them are outside of the United States. So all that golf is airing over there in other countries. So, you know, they say grow the game, right? And people are like, nah, you just did it for the money. Okay, they did it for the money, but they are growing the game. And it's becoming more of a world tour. So look for more live events to be on Trump properties as well. But it's an interesting thing. The other thing that Tom McKibben said was it gave him the opportunity to play with great players in a mentoring scenario because he's on the team. So he's on a team. He's on John Rahm's team, Legion 13. And so now he gets to play with Rahm. He gets to be a team member with Rahm. There's been a lot of this camaraderie talk between Phil and Brooks and all the other guys on LIV as far as helping the younger guys. So something to keep an eye on out there. One other LIV item is the USGA has made an exempt spot for LIV. So, well, let's look at it because I have it right here. Okay. So there will be one spot on LIV. So whoever is the high point leader in the ranking of LIV will get one spot, one exempt spot into the US Open of the top three. So it could be like Bryson could be number one. And if Bryson's number one, he's already qualified because he won the US Open last year, right? So whoever the number two player would be. And then I guess if one, two, and three are already previously qualified for the U.S. Open, then there is no fourth player. It's just three. And then the other thing that they did is the top 10 of LIV get into the final qualifying event for the U.S. Open. So they don't have to go through a full qualifier. They just get in automatically. So that's your LIV news. Potential deal. Blah, blah, blah. Let's talk PGA. PGA is at the Waste Management right now. They're playing. Obviously, we all know about it, right? The party hole, 16th party hole, 20,000 fans can fit in there. Let's look at the data from last year on said fans. Okay, number of arrests last year, 54. Ejections, 211. Trespassing, 73. By the way, all those numbers are up 50% from the previous year. And they did have some problems out there last year. There's a lot of people that were overserved. And from previous years, you know, it's always been a party scene. No shame in that game. But for whatever reason, last year, everything doubled. The arrests, the trespassing, the arrests actually tripled. So see what they do differently this year. We'll keep you posted on anything post-tournament as far as those numbers go, and see if they can dial it back a little bit. But it is a good time out there. It's a rarity on the PGA Tour that people can have that much fun. We were at Torrey Pines 2 weeks ago on the ninth hole in the Michelob Ultra tent, which is unlimited beer and seltzer, and they were shushing us. Shh, shh. People are coming to the tee. We're like, you don't shush people in Arizona at that tournament, but every other tournament, they're keeping it tight. I mentioned concerts earlier. This is also one of the events that the PGA does concerts at. So just Saturday, last Saturday, they used that same area that they used for the 16th hole, and they actually put a stage in the middle of it and have a concert there. And then they tear out the stage, so the stage is gone, but now they have they have something called the Eagle's Nest, which is another tent at the Waste Management. And you need a separate ticket, so your golf ticket will not get you into it. At LIV, if you buy a ticket, you get into the concert afterwards. At the PGA, Waste Management, Eagle's Nest, you need a ticket to get into the tent also. But man, they got some good talent there. They got Jelly Roll last night, Luke Bryant, Nickelback, and Tiesto, the DJ, for all you old people out there that don't know. He's playing on Saturday night. So, all in all, they got a good thing going there. It would be nice if the ticket to one would get you into the entire event. But whatever. At least they're doing something to spice it up a little bit. Okay, final thought is on slow play. There's been an issue with slow play on the PGA Tour. I wrote a good article about it last week. It's on our blog at Golf BPM, so check that out. But, you know, one of the issues is, well, there's kind of a lot going on there, but you're going to see this live broadcast that is a shotgun start. So they're done in 4 hours. There's only 54 players, so it's like one group on every hole. And I don't know if that, I'm not good at math. But anyways, let's just say one group on every hole. And so they finish within 4 hours. And it's kind of a looser environment as well. Whereas the PGA Tour, everybody goes off the first hole. And these final rounds have been taking five and a half hours to finish. And so it's becoming an issue. And we'll see if the PGA Tour, you know, everybody's always like talks about it, but nobody does anything about it. And now we're kind of in this stage in the country where, like, I don't know if you notice, for better or for worse, what this administration's been doing is just they're taking action on everything. Like, it's no longer it's a complicated problem. Nobody knows how to solve. It's like, that may be true, but we're going to do this. And I think the PGA Tour is going to have to adopt more of that. Like, we're doing something about it. Forget it. Like, shot clock, put people on the clock. Oh, and by the way, let's get a list of who's slow out there. And let's publicly shame them. I mean, seriously, let's do it. Because no one's going to voluntarily speed up. And then secondly, it's like, you're like, oh, well, that might be a little unfair to a slow player that they have to speed up. Well, these guys are the best in the world. And I always say, when you change a rule, the athletes adapt. And so these guys can adapt. They can play faster. Having said that, the LPGA has now got some rules in place. And it's not super clear to me. Okay, so they're going to, mid-March, the LPGA, which has a very bad slow play problem, five to 5.5 hours on basically every round that's played. So what they're going to do is, here's the fines now. Stricter penalties, they say. Okay, fines. Players taking 1 to 5 seconds over the allotted time will now face fines. 1 to 5 seconds over the allotted time. So what's the allotted time? Is it like a minute? I searched. I couldn't really find anything definitive on that. But I think it's like somehow when they say, hey, you're on the clock. Now if you go over the clock 1 to 5 seconds, you get a fine. If you're over 6 to 15 seconds, you'll get a one-stroke penalty. And anything over 16 seconds is a two-stroke penalty. So they're going to have, I guess, someone out there with a clock. I mean, they ought to just put them on a shot clock. I was giving this some thought the other day. It's like, you know, when a group walks onto the green, so like, let's say everybody hits it on the green or in the green area. So who's ever away, let's say you're within 50 feet of the green. Whoever is away at that point has like 2 minutes to hit their shot. And then everybody after that has a minute. So kind of in that 2 minute period of time, like let's say whoever's furthest away is in the bunker. So they have 2 minutes to hit that shot. Well, that gives me 2 minutes to walk up to my ball, mark my ball, and start looking at my line. And then when I'm on the clock, then I have 1 minute to go from there. So that's basically what this world's coming to. They're going to speed up play. You watch. They're going to have to take action because now there's competition. There's head-to-head competition as far as LIV and PGA being on television. Because before, nobody was on, you know, you couldn't find a LIV broadcast unless you went on their app or somehow found the CW. But now they're on TV. It's going to be kind of head-to-head as far as, you know, there's a lot of events where there's a LIV event the same day as a PGA event. And people are going to start looking at this going, well, wait a second. I can watch a LIV broadcast in two hours if I want. I could see like the last nine holes. Whereas if I watch the PGA broadcast, it doesn't even come on till 1 o'clock. And then, and it's slow. So they're going to have to adjust. People are going to have to make changes and adjust. And we're all excited about that. Jay Monahan, Tiger Woods, and Adam Scott have asked Trump to get involved. So it looks like a deal is going to be imminent pretty soon here. And that's, let's face it, that's better for you and me. We're all the ones suffering. You and I are the ones suffering when we can't see the best players play every weekend.
Hey, it's Jeremy Callahan, and thanks for listening to This Week in Golf. Make sure and hit subscribe so you can get all the latest news and analysis from Golf BPM.